Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the mayor of Carson City travels to China. What did he learn? Bob Crow will be here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Ernie Adler, Vito de la Cruz, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
And our 2010 TV spot, we wow them with stuff they don't need. Like a year supply of fruitcake, a pooch, and a health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
Colon cancer kills unless you catch it early. That's why 39 members of the assembly voted to make insurance companies cover colon cancer tests. But Sharon Angle was one of only two to vote no.
Don't you think it's government's responsibility to make sure that insurance companies cover certain things?
No, I don't think so.
Sharon Angle's against making insurance companies cover colon cancer tests, mammograms, or anything else. That's not just extreme, it's dangerous.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Renovation, a medical spa by Dr. Charles Verdin, offering Restylane and Botox treatments plus a full-service spa. Drift away with a tranquil Swedish massage. Our facials are customized for your specific skin care needs. Rejuvenate the whole body with one of our many body wraps and finish with a professional manicure, pedicure, or makeup application. Renovation, a medical spa. Treatments to refresh your life. 960 Collin Crossing, one block west of McCarran at Plum.
In 2010, we triple our profits with a new thing we call a website. They get fruitcake, a pooch, and a health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Nevada Newsmakers, I've been really looking forward to this program. Joining me, a good friend, the mayor of Carson City, Bob Crow. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good day. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, so let's start out with this. The mayor of Carson City is asked to go to China to speak. Who contacted you? What was the organization? How did it all come about?
It was a new, kind of an odd situation. I got an email from the government of China, the Jilin province of China, and the America Pacific, Asia Pacific CEO Association, inviting the mayor and others to come as a VIP guest to attend the first World Emerging Industry Summit of 2010 in Changchun, China.
Do you mind telling me what part of China is that?
Changchun is in the northeast part of China. And, you know, I immediately sent it on to, you know, the development agencies and said, hey, is this for real? And the answer came back, yeah, it is. And so, you know, I started communicating with them and said, you know, if I come over there, I would like to give a speech, you know, about Carson City. You know, I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes on, you know, our development agencies or anything like that, but I felt, you know, it might just be important for those folks, because they place a little bit of emphasis on title. If they saw an actual mayor from a community in Nevada or in the United States come over there and say, you know what, we want to participate in a global economy, this is who we are, and I did that.
Well, did you have any concerns heading to China about perhaps your personal security or confidences?
You know, the only concern I had was, you know, the issue of information getting taken from your... I didn't take a laptop. You know, I was advised not to take a laptop because your information could get siphoned off that. And actually, they said, you know, you might leave a phone at home. And I didn't do that. I took an iPhone. Not plug an iPhone, but I took an iPhone over there. And, you know, that was really the only thing. But there was no big security thing on that. But I will tell you, you know, on the security things, at the Beijing airport, on the way out of Beijing, because I went through Beijing to get there, you know, Beijing airport says free Wi-Fi. So I said, okay, well, I'll crank up the phone and see what I can get. And, of course, you know, you go on there and it says free Wi-Fi. Well, you get free Wi-Fi, but you got to go to a designated place and sign up and give them your name and address. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that.
There's always a catch to
There's always a catch.
All right, so you get there. Where did you stay? Tell us about the events that you attended. Who did you meet?
You know, I stayed at the Shangri-La Hotel in Changchun. I got
very
there.
Very nice.
It's very nice. It's a 5-star hotel. All those costs were picked up by the government of China. I paid my own way over there. And I got there about, you know, midnight, 12:30, and I thought, geez, you know what, I'm halfway around the world, I'm by myself, you know, but they were there to pick me up. And and I had a few hours of sleep because the conference started the next morning. And it was opened up by Mr. de Villepin, the former Prime Minister of France, spoke to open the summit up. And in the afternoon, I got to give a speech to about 500 CEOs over there. And, you know, I knew that, you know, that in a sense, the idea was, you know, for the Chinese folks wanted us to know what's going on in our country, you know, and perhaps invest over there. And, you know, my message was to the Chinese folks was, you know, Carson City in particular has a long history with the Chinese Americans, and it's very good history, but they built the railroad here, you could say, in the Sierra Mountains. But I wanted to say, you know what, Carson City wants to be a global player in the global economy, if we can do that. I mean, it's a big step to say that, but
yeah,
I
that's
did.
A lot of chutzpah.
A lot of chutzpah. You know what, I did that. You know what, I'm one guy, you know, so I did it. And, you know, and to the, but my main audience was to the CEOs over there, the international CEOs, and say, you know what, I'm not bringing money over here to you, but I'm bringing you to, I want to talk to you about my community, because if you want to get on the ground floor of a forward-looking community that's interested in creating wealth, and by that I mean creating products and participating in the global economy, we're open for business over here, and I'd like to talk to you about it. And I met people from around the world, you know, from Greece to Ireland to Poland to Malaysia to India to Vietnam, Thailand, Australia. I met them all. And I, of course, I had my business cards all fixed with, you know, my mayor's, my English on the front and Chinese on the back, which helped a lot. I saw probably close to 200 people, and I was only there 2.5 days, but you know, I'm pretty active at it. And to a T, Sam, you know, I didn't bring back anybody that says, hey, I'm going to invest in your community, but to a T, every one of those international CEOs said, you know, you're doing the right thing by putting your flag in the wind out here in the global economy, and seeing what's going on out here. So, you know, more power to you. So, you know, we'll see what it brings down the road.
You know, it's fascinating to me because, you know, the big buzzword across the state and has been for many years is economic development. And you've probably done more in terms of economic development towards Carson City in 2.5 days than the state's been able to do in several years.
And I'm
not being rude to anybody.
No,
I'm just saying that's a very ballsy thing that you did.
Yeah, it was, you know, and I thought, you know, there was, don't get me wrong, you know, there's a few butterflies in my stomach going halfway around the world to talk to people I never knew. But you know, and I even took the statement when I spoke to everybody. I said, you know, in my view, the economic prize in this world is going to go to those companies that successfully create wealth, and by that I mean create products and integrate their business with the culture and economics and education systems of their communities. That's where this world's going. And you know, I said that, you know, because I believe that. And you know, it was a fascinating experience to see what was going on there. I hadn't been there since, you know, the military days when I was in Hong Kong. And the next day, Sam, they took me out to see their high-tech park.
Okay, I'm going to have you pause right there because we need to make some money.
Sure.
Just take a break.
Sure.
We'll come right back with more with Mayor Bob, who just came back from China.
Yeah, it's important to make money.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Financial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with home equity relief. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my home equity release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers home equity release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mayor Bob Crowell of Carson City, who just came back from a trip to China, where he spoke to a large gathering of international leaders, business leaders from around the world. I cut you off when you wanted to start talking about high-tech.
The next day, they took us to their high-tech center, you know, and I thought, you know, I'll go see what the high-tech center is in China, you know, that's fine. And I thought, you know, maybe I'll see something like the community college or college campus up here at UNR, or maybe even the Tahoe Regional Industrial Center out here, you know, see that type of thing. And Sam, when I got there, the industrial center, their high-tech industrial center, billed as a high-tech industrial center, is coming out of the ground now. And we went to see the mock-up of what they're planning. And it is literally a city probably the size of Reno, if not bigger. I mean, planned from the ground up.
Folks in Las Vegas, that's probably, what, 200,000 to 300,000 people?
Yeah, I mean, it's from the ground up, all centered around high-tech industry. If you qualify as a high-tech industry in China, you get a substantial tax break. And the government owns the land there. And so, you know, the government creates the infrastructure, and then they're looking for people to come in and invest. But it was staggering that, you know, they have a place in the city, you know, for renewable resource development, another one for pharmaceutical research and development, another for automobiles, another for batteries, all mixed with your cultural center, your walkable downtown, your living environment, your recreation environment, all developed around high tech. And, you know, I left with the idea of that is just staggering in a sense. I mean, staggering. And, you know, when you talk to some of the other CEOs, they said, well, Crowell, you ought to go take a look at what's happening in the Pacific Rim, because, you know, this is one thing, this is one park, but you ought to see what's going on in the rest of, you know, South China and in Malaysia and in India. You know, these high-tech parks of that magnitude are beginning to flourish. And I thought to myself, you know, there's so much human capital in China and so much wealth anyway that... you know, I left with a little intimidation in my stomach. And, you know, the other thing that...
Okay, why?
Well, you know, because I felt, you know, that in living in, you know, in a small, what I call a small town, you know, Carson City's not large.
Pretty close to 60,000.
Yeah, pretty close to 60,000. You know, you can become a little myopic, I guess. And I'm no global master on economics or anything, you know, but you can become myopic. And when I looked at that, the size of the development, you know, you say... what's happening to our United States, and you couple that with what's going on, you know, with China eclipsing Japan as the number two economic power in the world, you know, and you're looking down, well, you know, we're in their gun sights, and that starts you thinking about, well, now it puts a little bit of substance to this issue on the export-import issue, it puts substance on the issue of them owning our debt, things of that nature, and it really kind of shows, you know, that there's an integration of the economies of the world, and I don't know enough about it, but to say, you know, how you navigate through that. But I did leave with the idea that, you know, we need to understand that there's an integration process going on in the global economy, and if we're not careful, we're going to get eclipsed. And you know, and I say that, you know, not as an alarmist. I just say it as because that's what the feeling I left with is that, man, it is just things are happening there that we have to be mindful of.
Okay, a couple of questions.
Yeah.
One, did people know where Carson City, Nevada was? Did they know where Nevada was?
Yeah, no, mostly
not. Was it all
not.
About Las Vegas?
No, it wasn't about any of that. I mean, these folks were all international folks, and not a one of them, I don't think, said anything about Las Vegas. You know, there were a couple other mayors there who'd probably done... I was the only one who got to speak or spoke. Another mayor was going to speak, and then there was some technical difficulty with his program. But there were some others who had been there, you know, who had actually, you know, had business come over there, and so they were coming back to do that. There weren't too many people who knew where Nevada was, but there were a whole lot of people who did business in the United States, you know, who had companies in the United States and also branches in the rest of the world, who said, yeah, we know where Nevada is. We know where Lake Tahoe is. You know, of course, I said, you know, Carson City sits right next to the eighth wonder of the world, folks. I mean, we have a quality of life that's unparalleled anywhere else. You know, that's me. I mean, I'm going to hawk my city. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to promote my city. You know, and so they all, again, they all to a T said, well, hats off to you, man, for coming over here.
Okay. What did you learn? Because you're in the middle of promoting a whole downtown redevelopment yeah. project in Carson City that is very exciting if it can come to fruition. What did you learn from this that you can apply to your project?
Well, I think the...
We got about a minute.
Yeah, the minute. The thing is that the world is going to high-tech, knowledge-based industries, creation of goods and services centered around knowledge and intellectual and educational formats. And we need to make sure that if we're going to be a player and if we're going to be long-term sustainability in our community, in our state, in our nation, we need to understand that. We need to be proactive on that basis. And so my little message back to my community is if we can move the ball more towards education, more towards knowledge-based issues, businesses where we are actually creating things that create wealth, and by that I don't mean just mean dollar wealth, but create goods.
Manufacturing.
However you want to straight, we're going to be a lot better off, at least as I see it, my guts tell me that, in the world to come.
I'm so thrilled for you. Are you going to go back and tour some of those other countries that they suggested?
I will. I talked, you know, the other thing is, you know, I sent an email to all the people I met, and they all sent an email back, and so, you know, start a dialogue. And again, I'm not trying to supplant anybody, but, you know, I wanted to see what it's
You're
like.
You're going
to
be an international man of mystery. Mayor Bob, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For talking
okay.
about it. Will you stick around and pundit with us?
I will.
Okay, we'll
will.
Be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
On the next face-to-face, an inquest jury found his officers justified in gunning down a man some claim was guilty of nothing. Sheriff Doug Gillespie will be here to defend the actions of police, weighing on calls for changes to the system and more next face-to-face.
I love what I do, so please don't ever hesitate in asking me questions when you see me around town. I'll answer them. I won't charge you for them. Call me, email me. I'm there for you. I love giving back to the community, and I want to give back to you. You owe it to yourself, and I owe it to you. Call me, 333-1234. Let me help you. My name is Joe Laub. I'm your injury attorney. 333-1234.
Laub and Laub and Laub.
From World War II to Iraq and Afghanistan, the VA has meant guaranteed care for those who serve. But now, in another extreme proposal, Sharon Angle says, privatize it. End the VA as we know it. When she was asked whether veterans' benefits like prescriptions and doctor visits would be covered if she had her way...
No, not if you're working toward a privatized system.
End our promise to veterans? Sharon Angle, dangerous ideas that put veterans at risk.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
Through October 5th, R.C. Willie is raising money to support cancer research at Renown Institute for Cancer. Look for pink tags and special deals throughout the store.
The Fact Finder Team, only on News 4.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. Mayor Bob is sticking around to continue on here. We also have Sean Carey, he's a consultant and a community activist. Vito de la Cruz, who's a lawyer, and Ernie Adler, former state senator and a lawyer as well. We've discussed over the years the idea of the United States system of education versus the Chinese and the Indians, and where you would have a family situation. Tom Friedman talks about this all the time, of where the Chinese parents and the Indian parents are saying, we want longer school hours, more homework, and the United States parents are saying, no, you got too much homework. And so today, in an editorial in the Review Journal, they talk about President Obama trying to boost his school reform bona fides. Wants to see more days and longer hours in the American school year, saying it would be money well spent. The RJ's position is the problem is testing data consistently shows that the longer American kids spend in public school systems, the farther they fall behind their peers in other countries. Fourth graders fare well against the rest of the developed world. Eighth grade is not so much. By the 11th grade, they are well behind the pack. In addition, the president's recommendations would cost billions. Former school board members.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think I haven't seen that study that says the longer days you fall, that you're falling behind. I would just say that, you know, my own view is that I'm a fan of extending the school year and extending the school hours. I understand, you know, the families want to have time off in the summer, but with their children, and that's important. There's no doubt about it. But on the other side of the equation, the emphasis has to be in my view, on education, and you can do that. I mean, if we can afford it, you do that by extending the school year and the school hours each day. I think it's important to do that.
Sean,
I would have to echo Mayor Bob on that. Even if it was just to be an extension to where the school day would mirror the average work day for a parent, it's going to relieve a lot of the stress that's currently on our families. And, you know, let's face it, I mean, when you go out into the work world, we have a job, but for our children, school is their job, and that needs to be their first priority.
Yeah,
I can't agree more. I think that extending the school hours on a daily basis and extending the school year can only help kids not only learn the subject matter, it keeps them busy. What's that saying? Idle minds make for, I forgot the second
devil's
part.
Devil's work.
There you go. And I think a lot of things have to go into the mix to keep children engaged, learning, and increase the educational achievement of all our kids.
Well, my son teaches at a science and math high school in Korea, teaches English, and their school day is 8 to 5 and then 5 to 9 in the evening. So if you're going to compete with that, you better have a 200-day school year. I mean, I'm not sure you have to do what they're doing in Korea. That may not be very efficient, but we can't compete with countries like Korea and China if we're going 180 days. I mean, it would be like if your high school football team practiced 2 weeks during the summer and then got on the field with another team that, you know, practiced 2 months during the summer. I mean, you're going to lose, and that's what we're doing. We're losing right now.
Sean, what about the cost factor?
The cost factor is important, but, you know, I think that for one thing, with better utilization of the buildings, I think that there would be an increase in cost. But for one thing, the teachers are already paid throughout the entire year as well, so it would need to be studied and it would need to be looked at. But I do believe I would have to, in this case, agree with the president and say it would be money well spent.
All right, let's change topics. An article on Politico today is quoting Shelley Berkley and reference to John Ensign's isolation as he mulls re-election. And she says, the fact that John Ensign has been rendered useless in Washington is not particularly helpful for the state of Nevada, but I think the idea that you have Ensign for 2 more years and Angle as a freshman potentially is enough to, and I added the word potentially, is enough to chill anybody that cares about the state. Vito, your thoughts on that?
Unfortunately, I think there is a political reality to having somebody with that lack of experience and also being isolated for whatever personal and political reasons that Senator Ensign finds himself in. It puts the state of Nevada specifically behind a very large obstacle, that obstacle being inexperience or unwillingness to work with other folks in the collective environment of the Senate.
Okay, your thoughts, Ernie?
Well, I think it would give us the weakest delegation in the U.S. Senate overnight and would be very damaging. I don't think we'd get some of the projects that Senator Reid has gotten us lately, like grants for broadband internet service in the rural counties and so forth. That's not going to come to Nevada if we have that kind of delegation.
You know, interesting in discussions, if Sharon Angle were to lose against Senator Reid and Dean Heller, who's talked about running for John Ensign's seat, potentially against Shelley Berkley, that would open up CD2, and Sharon Angle would take that in a minute, don't you think?
I don't know. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, I think part of that is, and conventional wisdom may say that, but I think part of that's tied into how we're going to be drawing these lines when the census comes around. And so I think, you know, before you can make that judgment call, you have to see what those lines are going to be.
With the name recognition that Sharon Angle has, don't you think that she will be a shoo-in in that district? And I'm not counting around to the Senate race, by the way.
I think that there's no offices left for Sharon Angle to run for if she doesn't win this one. She's run for state Senate, she's run for Congress, and she's made a run for U.S. Senate. I mean, what's next, president? If she doesn't win this time, I think that she's going to have to bow out gracefully.
All right, and you've got the last word. That's it. Thank you all, gentlemen. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
That's interesting.
Step into the streets of Italy October 9th and 10th for the 29th annual El Dorado Great Italian Festival. Experience the sights and sounds of Italy only at the El Dorado.
Colon cancer kills unless you catch it early. That's why 39 members of the assembly voted to make insurance companies cover colon cancer tests. But Sharon Angle was one of only two to vote no.
Don't you think it's government's responsibility to make sure that insurance companies cover certain things?
No, I don't think so.
Sharon Angle's against making insurance companies cover colon cancer tests, mammograms, or anything else. That's not just extreme, it's dangerous.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
Introducing TV you can take with you. UVerse now lets you download, watch hit TV shows, and schedule recordings on your mobile phone. Order UVerse TV today. Plans starting at just $29 a month for 6 months with DVR included. Plus, upgrade to UVerse U300 and get the UVerse mobile app free. Take the UVerse TV experience with you and record up to 4 shows at once from any room on a single DVR and play them back on any TV in your house. TV today. Plans starting at just $29 a month for 6 months with DVR included. Plus, upgrade to UVerse U300 and get the UVerse mobile app free. UVerse mobile and UVerse TV, only with AT&T.
Let's turn over this log.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I like the big black ones.
I like the brown wiggly ones.
I like the green, crunchy ones myself.
Whoa. Explore nature. There are surprises everywhere. Go to discovertheforest.org.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We have 5 years of archives. You can search anybody by going to the bottom of the homepage, and their show will pop up. On our next broadcast, the former governor of the great state of New York, George Pataki, on Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you then.